I'd like to welcome you all to the September 11th Code Enforcement Meeting of Daytona Beach, and calling the meeting to order right now. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Ms. Lucas.
Here.
Mr. Black will be here in a moment. Ms. Tynes did contact me and say she will not be able to make it today. Mr. Smart.
Here.
Mr. Harrington.
Here.
And Ms. Hunsaker.
Here. We do have a quorum. And do we need a motion to excuse Mrs. Hines?
I'll make that motion.
All right. Motion's been made by Mr. Harrington. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Just as Madam Chair, we only have four. If someone does leave the bathroom,
yes.
Stop the meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes, the August 14th minutes? Are there any additions or corrections?
Correction.
All right. So, Mrs. Lucas?
Members present.
Oh!
Okay.
Typo.
Okay, typo.
I'll fix that.
All right.
We didn't change the name from the code board to the Ouija board?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be fun, right?
Yes.
Okay. With that exception, with that typo corrected, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Is there any disclosure of ex parte communication? All right. Madam Secretary, do we have any announcements?
Yes, ma'am. We do have two that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Two cases that are in compliance that aren't reflected on the agenda.
Okay.
Sorry, we're down to one microphone, so I'm going to be number 8, case number CEB081478 for 100 Carolina Lake Drive, in compliance as of September 8th. And case 13, CEB091410102 for 1700 West International Speedway Boulevard, Suite 390, which is Macy's. They're in compliance as of September 8th, 2014 also. And I think staff may have an announcement also.
Yes.
Okay.
For those cases that are in compliance, we do have photos for your view, if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
Now, those are good. For the continued cases.
Okay, for the, yeah, right, absolutely, for the continued cases. Okay, terrific. All right, would code officers please come forward and be sworn in?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the procedure. We'll be calling cases by number and for the most part in order. When your case is called, please come forward, be sworn in, state your name and address. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The board hears from the code officers first, and then you will be allowed the opportunity to respond. Please direct all your responses to the board. So, first of all, are there any attorneys present? Okay, what case is that?
16.
Okay. Case number 16, CEV091498. Should we do that first? Okay, let's do that first. All right, you want to come forward? Would the respondent please come forward? For case number 16, CEB091498 at Econo Malls, LP number 15, is cited. Okay, do I have to read the rest of it? Okay.
Just the address.
All right, and the address is 200 North Ridgewood Avenue. All right.
Yes, my name is Travis Burson. I'm not legal counsel for Family Dollar, but they asked me to come out here and ask for a continuance because they got a notice by the landlord on Wednesday, a late notice, so they want to ask for a continuance. Could they get a late morning or early afternoon hearing?
Could you speak a little louder into the microphone?
Would you, first of all, Okay. Would you first of all state your name and address and your relationship
My name is Travis Burrison. I'm the store manager for Family Dollar at 200 North Ridgeway here in Daytona Beach,
Florida.
They called me late last night and asked to come in and ask for a continuance because they got a late notice from the landlord about this hearing, and they want to ask for a continuance for a late morning or early afternoon because their offices are away in Miami and Tampa.
Yes. Money about
All right. Maybe we hear. We're going to hear from staff first, Mr. Jackson.
Well I believe.
This one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Want to hear? We'll hear from counsel. Go ahead. Let counselor speak. Please state your name.
Jeff Brock, 444 Seabreeze Boulevard, Suite 900, representing the owner of the property, Econo-Malls, the landlord. This is representative of the tenant, Family Dollar. And we'll let them make their presentation, and then we'll respond accordingly. Thank you.
Definitely. Okay, Mr. Jackson?
I'll come to the podium.
Okay.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach, representing code enforcement. This case is before you. It's Econo Lodge. That's the Family Dollar there over 200 North Ridgewood. I believe that the board will remember that this has recently been before the board, and it was before the board for the same situation, accumulation of rubbish and garbage on the property. So it's here today as a repeat violation. As a repeat violation, you're aware that the staff, upon proving the violation, has the authority to ask for a fine at this proceeding, and that's our intent. So I guess we'll start with inquiring whether or not they agree that they're in violation. If not, then we'll go ahead and prove the violation.
Okay.
Again, Jeff Brock, Madam Chairman, members of the board. I went by the property this morning. We are in compliance. Talking to the code enforcement officer, the main issue was the rubbish around the dumpster. That has been cleaned. The only thing that I saw that was in the parking lot, it looked like last night somebody had Popeye's chicken and threw their bag into the parking lot last night. It hasn't been there very long because it's not wet, so it hasn't been rained on. So it's new trash, and I will personally go by and pick that up after this hearing. We're asking, obviously this is picking up trash and putting it in a dumpster. It's not a building issue, anything that needs time. So we're just asking for a few days to have the code enforcement officer come back out and reinspect, show that we are in compliance, and we're asking for your consideration of that today and not to fine the property. Thank you.
Do you admit that this violation occurred at the time of notice?
Yes, I've got before and after pictures. There was July pictures that were not good. My client's based in Canada, has been trying to work with the tenant to police the property as far as picking up the rubbish. It shouldn't have taken 60 days, but it did.
Okay.
And there's not a lot of excuse for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Go ahead.
I could say that... before we got the notice, we were having trouble with homeless people. There was a lot of wooded area back there. So a lot of my previous employees were threatened. One of my employees got a knife pulled out on them. So before we can get back there to clean out that mess, we had to make sure that they were removed. I have police reports of all the times that I've called the police to get them removed, and they just kept coming back, called the police, kept coming back, and then sometimes the police didn't even show up to remove them. So until we got that problem fixed, that's when we was able to landscaping that works for Family Dollar was able to come out and cut down all the trees and everything else back there and pick up the garbage once that pile was removed from there, because it wasn't safe for anybody to go back there with them staying back there behind the property. And I can bring that evidence back. Like I said, it was a short notice, so I don't have any of the documents from the police reports and that was made from February all the way up to when we got the citation.
Yeah. Mr. Jackson?
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'm holding in my hand here a notice of violation issued as indicated on the agenda July 10th, 2014. And what I'm advised by the inspector, and as I look at this notice, and I'll, we can present a copy in the future, but it's signed by Travis, and I can't, Barrion, I guess. Barris, okay. And
okay, pass that around. Okay.
So.
And that's dated as well. Okay.
So that, yes, indeed. So they indeed were noticed on July 10th. In fact, the gentleman that's before you, according to his signature, was noticed on July 10th. As the board may recall, when this was before the board, before the staff, the city was very adamant. In fact, I think ultimately the board joined the offensive of the city, recognizing that this is a major corridor of the city. There was a lot of expectation that this would be kept up to a quality and standard that would be something that we can be proud of in the city. It's not hard. It's trash. It's vegetation, and for it to take 60 days, if the landlord doesn't have that control over the tenant, that's something that the landlord's going to have to work out. The city's position is that this is worthy of a substantial fine. The city is asking for them to be fined, that a fine be imposed for $5,000, and that they be given 10 days to come into compliance. And failing to come into compliance, then they'll be subject to additional fines, which we would be, at this time, our thought is to request an additional $500 per day after that 10-day period.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for either staff or the respondent?
Does the store have procedures now where you automatically take, is there someone assigned to clean up this property every day?
We have a trash pickup regularly two, three, or four times a week, and sometimes I go out myself because I don't let none of my coworkers go out there because, like I said, we have past where they've been threatened. One of them got a knife pulled out of them, so I actually go out there myself and pick up the trash when our landscaping, some days they don't come out, you know, during the week, so I go out there myself. Around the dumpster area, we had a problem where we don't do service with them anymore, but our previous dumpster who come and dump our trash, they would dump it and spill all over into there. So that was one problem, but we fixed that problem where we got a different company that dumps our trash, and they actually pick it up for us if it spills over. The garbage that you see on the pictures, that's from the spillovers that, you know, that was happening. So, you know, I would actually personally go out there and pick it up myself, but running the store and dealing with that, you know, it kind of took, you know, time, and they had to get a work order for our landscaping for them to come out and pick that up because their regular order was just to pick up the garbage around the area, not in the dumpster area. The trash that's on the side, that's from when the homeless people were staying out there. It's mostly like pillows, broken open, you know, clothing and stuff like that. So, but now it's, I actually went out there myself yesterday and another landscaping guy and picked up all the trash and everything is completely clean. So,
do you know if Family Dollar has some kind of standards for?
Yes, they do have
nationally
standards. They want to keep their area clean. I personally want to keep my store area clean because who wants to shop at a place where it's, you know, it's pretty much dirty outside? You know, the parents outside, you know, explain to the parents that would be inside. So, yeah, they do have standards because that's why they have the landscaping to come out and clean up the area 2 to 3
You recognize that the ball's in your court. It doesn't matter, you know, how it happens, but you're responsible for cleaning it up.
Yes.
You can't control the homeless whether they come there or they don't, but you're still stuck with having.
Yes, and that's why, you know, to get help of removing them, you know, that's why I have the police report, but I don't have it with me right now, so that, you know, when I do go back there and clean up, you know, I won't get threatened or I won't be approached with somebody with a knife. So, you know, that was the issue before. But now that's been removed because all the, land back there has been cut down flat. So it's now they can't stay back there, and it's easier to go back there and clean up. And if I don't have pictures or anything right now, but if you go there now, it's all clean. Everything is swept nice, you know, and today or tomorrow they actually come back out to make it even look more better.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, are there any other comments from the board, questions?
Yes, Mr. Jackson. Yeah. You said it's a repeat violation. How many times has this happened before?
This is, it was before you previously. This is the, so it was once prior. I don't remember the time period. I believe it was within the last 6 months, I believe, but I don't, I'd have to research that. But it was within the 5-year time period, which is what's required by statute.
Okay.
There's two solutions.
Go ahead, Mr. Smart.
Again, Jeff Brock. I believe
it would be obviously to have an employee out there 24 hours a day watching the parking lot. The other is to have someone go out there daily and clean up whatever has been left out there.
Mr. Smart, at least the perspective of the city, in either sense, it should take 60 days.
To your comment about this being a repeat violation, I believe the other violation had to do with landscaping. There was some.
I think it was landscaping and trash.
Yeah.
And it was both things. The landscaping is not an issue in this violation.
Right.
It's just the trash.
But I think he's gotten to the root of the problem, which was clearing some landscaping in the back that we had some vagrants there. And so I think they've come over the hurdle that. Was kind of the root of the problem there. Uh-huh. In addition to every business has got the trash in the parking lot, you need to police.
So the person that owns this property, Cano Malls, is aware of what goes on there. Is that correct?
We're now aware, and we've put the appropriate pressure on the tenant to hopefully not have this happen again.
And was the Cano Mall aware of the problem before when they got their first notice?
I believe it was in August when they started. Amy started calling you in August, about 30 days after that when it rised up to getting to the landlord and being aware of it.
The first notice of this case. Yeah, okay.
Our issue here is the amount of fine.
That is the issue. Does anyone have any thoughts on that on the board? Fine up to $5,000 per occurrence.
No, they wanted $5,000 immediately. Is that what you said?
Within 10 days?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. No, the staff is requesting $5,000 fine immediately.
Yes. Immediately.
And then give them 10 days to bring it into compliance or be subject to additional $500 per day fine.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments on that?
The reason for the fine is to encourage compliance, right? Not to really penalize the owner, but to urge compliance. What does it take to urge compliance?
Yeah, that's
$1,500,
$100,000.
I don't know.
Well,
that's the issue.
And this is your debate. I don't mean to impede.
Go ahead.
If I can just say, though, the criteria for the board is, As Mr. Cena would confirm, is look at the egregiousness of the violation, the history of the violator, the efforts made to come into compliance.
Right. Well, I will make a motion in case number. Oh, sorry. All right. The chair will accept a motion.
Yeah.
Okay. In case number CEB 09-1498, to impose a fine of $2,500 payable immediately, and after that, if it is not in compliance within 10 days, $500 additional a day. Do I have such a motion? Okay, would somebody else like to make a motion? We have to have a motion.
I'll make the motion.
All right.
For $2,500.
Isn't that what I just motioned? Oh, you're making that motion? All right. We have a motion from Mr. Harrington. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. And a second from Ms. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed?
You
have to, okay.
You want to before we vote, would you repeat the motion as you have it down?
To impose a fine of $2,500 effective today, and for to find them in non-compliance and allow them 10 days to come into compliance,
or an automatic fine would begin after that 10-day period of $500 per day to the maximum of whatever the maximum would be.
All right. Is that understood by everyone? Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Lucas?
Yay.
Yes? Is your microphone on you?
Yes.
Mr. Smart?
No.
Mr. Harrington?
Yes.
Ms. Cundick?
Yes.
I think, do we need a
suit? No. Motion passes. 3-1. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. And so he understands.
Yes.
This concludes the compliance.
Okay.
No additional fines. 10 days. 10 days.
Should be in compliance today.
Yeah. Compliance is no additional fine.
Thank you. So we just got a little.
Okay.
Get used to our changes.
Okay. We'll get there. All right. Let's go back to the beginning, and we will do our lien review case, which is CEB 060463-1120 Milligan Avenue, Carolyn S. Clark. Is the respondent present?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Here she comes. Is that the wrong... We'll talk about it later.
Good morning. Good morning. What's your name, please, ma'am?
Carolyn Clark.
Okay.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. You're the property owner?
Yes.
We're going to hear from staff first, and then we'll hear your what you said in your lien review, okay? Mm-hmm. Letter.
Members of the board, I believe that you probably remember Ms. Clark. She had come before the board a number of times resolving this issue with numerous circumstances and which the board had allowed her the time and ultimately a fine was imposed. The staff is recommending the fine ultimately ran and the lien amount ran to $1,512. The staff is recommending a reduction to $300 to just cover the staff's involvement and time in this case. And we believe that's a reasonable solution to this lien.
Payable in 30 days? Or?
Payable within 30 days.
Okay.
Members of the board, this has to be unanimous vote for the speaker.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, we need all four votes. All right. Mrs. Clark, what would you like to say?
I had made only one callback to have the property reinspected.
Mm-hmm.
So that was only one time that they had reinspected. And this would have been the second time that when they imposed the fine. And I was willing to work with the board, but the time that I requested, they were not satisfied with, and that's when the fine was imposed.
Mm-hmm. Did you you understood clearly what you had to do to clean up the property?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, they're recommending to reduce this fine. The staff is recommending to reduce this fine to $300. That's a good reduction. Under the circumstances, that will just cover the costs of staff's costs.
That's filing liens.
Filing the liens and
liens,
yeah,
recording fees.
Because there are now a lot of, there's a lot of paperwork process to have to go through to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions from the board? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to reduce the amount of the lien to $300, subject to being paid within 30 days. Do I?
Second.
All right. I have a motion by Mr. Smart and a second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Like, sign, opposed? Motion carries 4-0. So we've reduced the amount of the lien to $300.
Okay.
And you can... we have a secretary and
She'll tell you where you make your payment, and it has to be paid within 30 days. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Will I receive paperwork?
Yes, yes. Everything
stating,
will be legally
yes.
done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, let's move on to the hearings of the hearings for our continued cases. Case number one is in compliance. We'll go to case number two, CEB07.
Madam Chair, I don't mean to interrupt you, but just as you just announced that case number one is in compliance, the compliance photo is
good.
Up on the screen.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
So if you would just pause so that the members of the board can just see that and then move on to the next case.
Okay. Good. Oh, thank you. That's wonderful to see.
That's done. Great.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. All right, so now that we've seen those pictures and there's a huge improvement in that, we will go to case number two, CEB0714-71, Jasbir Sodhi and Manadura Sodhi. I hope I've said those names right. Are the respondents present? No respondents present. Okay. Staff, what would you like to tell us about this?
Members of the board, this case is the property at 364 North Nova Road. This is before you for imposition of a fine. The respondent was initially notified back on February 27th, 2014. At the last time they were before you, they this is the old gas station, as you can see. And the last time before you, they needed to get contracts, and they were supposed to move forward. Our inspector informs me he got a call from them saying they had a contract signed on September 2nd, which means they've done nothing throughout this time period. And in addition to having done nothing, even simple issues as lawn maintenance, the city has had to go out and do the lawn maintenance itself to clear the property and keep the property within reasonable appearance, even as to the lawn maintenance. So the staff is requesting, again, looking at the history and the effort, the minimal effort of the respondent, a fine of $400 per day to a maximum of $25,000.
Okay. Any comments from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $400 per day against the respondent effective today and continue until compliance is achieved or it reaches the maximum of $25,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart and a second by Mr. Harrington? Yes?
Yeah, you can second
your own motion. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed? All right, motion carries. Okay. Case number three is in compliance. Can we see the pictures?
And Madam Chair, although I would believe that someone associated with the case would probably recognize it when they see it up on there, we may want to set the address in case someone's sitting out there.
All right. Case number three is CEB081482, Angelo and Fikiri Hodo. Address is 308 Adeline Street. And the case is in compliance as of 8/28.
Hi.
And who are you?
Fikiri Hodo.
Okay.
Which he's announcing is that you're in compliance, which means...
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. The case is in compliance, and they're just showing us pictures of what you have done.
Okay.
So you're all good.
Thank you.
All right. So now we'll go to case number four, CEB0814-86, Veronica T. Birch. Is the respondent present? No? All right. So we'll hear from staff about this. At 231 Riva Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
This is before the board for imposition of a fine. The violations were outside storage of building material and waste material, no permits, encroachment. The property remains in non-compliance. The inspector is requesting that the board impose a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000.
All right. Are there any board questions? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent, effective today, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So
moved. Mr. Smart makes the motion. Mr. Harrington seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, like sign. Motion carries. All right, let's move on to case number 5, CEB08-14-88, Stephen H. and Carol Billingsley at 810 Lenora Street. Is the respondent present? My goodness. Okay. Okay, we'll hear from staff.
Members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. All the violations still exist. The inspector is John Stinson. An inspector requests that a $150 per day fine be imposed to a maximum of $15,000.
Does anyone live there?
I would tend to those questions to Mr. Stinson.
Okay.
John Stinson, code enforcement inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. No, both okay. Structures are vacant.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $150 per day against the respondent. Does anybody else have any comments, Mr. Smart? Okay, go ahead.
I have to assume that the respondent we tried to contact the respondent.
We have been in contact.
Did you get a response to the respondent?
The only action that has been taken is that the property has been put on the trespass arrest site program.
It's been put on what? I'm
sorry. The trespass program with the police department.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no effort on their part to do
all. Outside of that, no.
Remedy the situation?
No, sir.
Okay.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $150 per day against the respondent, effective today, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Second.
All right.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Smart and a second from Mrs. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, like sign. All right. Carry that one. All right. Case number 6. CEV08-14-90. Harold W. Hunter and Lisa Hunter Davis at 803 Madison Avenue. Are the respondents present? All right. We'll hear from staff.
Okay. The status of this is that there's an eviction pending. The this is a tenant property. They have been in contact with staff. Staff is recommending amending this case to the next cutoff.
Why? May I ask why?
Because they've had indicated they were having issues of the opportunity to enter and take care of the issues that need to be remedied.
Has there been any progress made? These are not, a lot of these to me don't look like tenant caused violations.
Well,
some of them do, but some of them don't.
Once again, I'll tender those questions to the inspector, but I will point out that number 6, 803 Madison Avenue, and number 7, 809 Madison Avenue, they're both with the same owner and they're neighboring properties, and they just have similar types of issues that they're dealing with in terms of time, and they're all tenant related. I mean, as far as requiring evictions and so forth. And
so both properties need evictions?
Again, I'll...
Okay.
We'll.
All right, I'm going to read the second case into the record, which is case number CEB081491, Harold W. Hunter and Lisa Hunter Davis, and that address is 809 Madison Avenue. So those are properties right next to each other.
Yes, ma'am. John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. This started as a tenant complaint at 809, which is the corner property. Since then, most, if not all, of the violations at 809 have been corrected. There's still some interior work that needs to be done. All the exterior is done. While out there at 809, 803, which is right next door, is owned by the same owner, which also was in bad condition, also with tenants. That property also has, well, that one is still occupied, the 803 property. They are under eviction. The owner has started on that one as well. They've painted both structures. They just have to wait for the tenants to go to get to the rest.
Okay.
Who's dealing with the BTR?
Permits and Licensing Department is. One of the properties will remain to be a rental property, the 809, and the 803 property will be occupied by a family member.
So whatever ruling we made has nothing to do with that part of it?
With the rental housing, right, that's a different program.
Correct.
Some reason you have to put it on here.
No, BTR is what we've always been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
that's going to be a separate issue.
Tax receipt.
Is that a separate issue?
No, the BTR is what you've always dealt with. That's still what you do.
And you want to give them the extra amended to the next cutoff date for that also?
Well, the BTR, they don't get, that's not obtained until they remedy the other issues.
Okay.
That's always been the circumstance.
Okay. No,
that really hasn't changed any.
Okay, any other board comments?
Are you clear on that, Mr. Harrington? Did you see how you go
back? Well, I'm not.
I've never been clear.
Okay, the BTR is a different issue. However, it's not being handled by. You're getting confused with the rental program, I think.
Right.
Okay, the rental program is not on the inland portion of the city yet. So we, code enforcement, have always done it this way.
Right.
Prior to the rental program coming into effect, and because they are not inland yet, we still handle the BTR issue. So the BTR cannot be issued until the code enforcement issues are resolved.
Okay.
Is that clear now?
Yeah, you changed it to BTR suddenly, and that's what.
Yeah, just
didn't used to call it.
It's
that.
A
right.
Name change.
Just
name change.
Mainly to help from the confusion of the two.
Right.
You have the business tax receipt, then you have a housing rental housing program, separate two programs, which we have, right, exactly.
Any other comments? Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the next cutoff date, which is 10-1, to come into compliance, or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to, would that be $15,000?
Yes.
$1,000 per day.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to do one case at a time?
And the maximum is how much?
I think the maximum is.
The maximum would come in at the.
At the fine hearing.
Correct.
Okay. So just $1,000 per day. Are we doing both cases together? All right. And the same motion would then apply to case number CEB0814-91, Harold Hunter and Lisa Davis at 809 Madison Avenue. And the motion is to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the next cutoff date, which is October 1st, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $100 per day. Is there such a motion? Mr. Smart? Is there? We have a motion by Mr. Smart. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign opposed. All right, motion carries.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
For our attorney here. You said that the one, the 09, that was,
809,
was going to be occupied by family members?
Oh, I'll have to look to the inspector.
803 would continue to be rental, is that true?
The 803 will be occupied by a family member. Okay, the 809 will be a rental property.
So if they're family members, if I'm taking a look at the maximum amount, single family, duplex, owner-occupied, is that considered owner-occupied?
No, it's family members.
So the maximum would be at $10,000 on that, and $15,000 on the owner.
That's correct, but we're not there yet. We just did the $1,000 a day.
Yeah, we'll back up the next time.
Right, next time, yeah. And they actually then wouldn't need a business tax receipt on the one that's...
Okay. Excuse me, did you say... I thought the motion went through as $100 a day.
No.
It went through as $1,000.
Yeah.
You're extending the compliance date. So when they come back at the next meeting, they face imposition of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
Right.
So at that time, they have been treated separately since one year.
Yes, correct. So the next time we do it, we'll treat them separately. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. Case number 8, CEB 0814-78, Carolina Club Associates, doing business as Carolina Club Apartments at 100 Carolina Lake Drive, is in compliance. Is that true? We don't need pictures for that, right? Are these just, unless you have them, the compliance pictures?
Want to address that?
Yes. Yes, there would be pictures of sprinkler heads. David Newell, Daytona Beach Fire Department. I was unaware of the compliance pictures. I will make sure that occurs next month.
Okay.
So,
great.
I wasn't here last
month. Look forward to it. Thank you very much. All right. We will then move on to our new cases. The first one is case number 9, CEB 09-14-93, GEA Seaside Investment at 316 Butler Boulevard. Is the respondent present? No? All right. We will hear from staff.
Property remains in non-compliance. You can see the numerous violations. They had evicted the tenant, but they've since added another tenant. But to our knowledge, we don't know of anything having been done to remedy any of these violations. The staff is requesting that they be given until next cutoff to come into compliance.
You have been in touch with the respondent?
No.
There's been no communication?
The response from the inspector is no, which is kind of historic with dealing with this respondent, that we typically don't have
okay.
much direct communication other than letters, email once in a while.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
What is the purpose of recommending a continuance? He had these violations with a tenant, evicted the tenant, had a chance to make those remedies before he re-rented it, didn't do it, he's not here. Why are we extending this courtesy?
This one is before you, for determination of compliance or non-compliance.
Right.
At that stage, we're not able to impose a fine unless it was
okay,
for repeat violation.
We can find it
so
in non-compliance for sure.
Yeah.
Right, yes, correct.
Next time.
Yes, correct.
No, we're going to find him in compliance or non-compliance right now.
And then announce a time for him to come into compliance, which would be your order and authority that would... that he'd have to violate to be able to be sanctioned.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions from the board? Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is October 1st, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right, motion made by Mr. Harrington, seconded by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. All right. Case number 10, CEB 09-14-103, Equity Trust Company, FBO, Alphaeus Nichols, is, let's see, at 635 Eldorado Street. Is the respondent present? I think we have a lot of visitors in the room. All right, let's hear from staff.
Members of the board, this is a tenant-occupied property. Well, it was, but the tenant moved in August. The violations still exist. This is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The staff is asking you to find them in noncompliance and give them until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Any questions from the board to staff? Okay, hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is October 1st, 2014, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Do I have such a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Smart, the second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed? Motion carries. Okay. All right. Case number 11, CEB 0914-96, David Duncan and Tim Scheibert at 610 Brentwood Drive. Is the respondent present? Okay. Good morning. State your name and address for the record, please.
Tim Scheiber, 610 Brentwood.
Okay.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the owner of the property?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you the opportunity to speak. Okay?
Members of the board, this case is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. This is complaint driven. The property remains in noncompliance. Nothing's really changed. The staff is recommending that the board find a respondent in noncompliance and give them till next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Scheiber.
Not occupied.
I need to know exactly, you know, the different things as to what they're actually saying, because, you know, it's kind of general going across the board, so I really need to know, you know, a line-by-line item on it.
Have you talked to Mr. Stenson about that?
Yeah, I met him out at the property, so that was on February 19th, and then the reinspection was on March 19th, and I never heard anything more on it now until I guess he came back out on August 19th, and then all of a sudden, you know, the letter came. And so, I mean, the house had a new roof put on it. It was professionally painted. You know, every yard's being taken care of. There was a vehicle that was abandoned, and that had ended up getting towed away and taken back off out of there. You know, I don't know specifically. Well, okay, the parking in the yard, that's an issue on that property because the property sits right on the street.
I say that.
So you can't park in front. The police have issued tickets when you've parked in the front on it. So the problem is, as far as parking in the yard goes, you know, the understanding is that it's supposed to be a paved, like a concrete thing. The problem with that property is that property, I had 12 inches of water in the property, and paving, you know, for vehicles is going to just flood the property even that much more worse. I mean, you need as much green area and grass as you can on that property. So, you know, for the parking area, you know, it's just, you know, I can put down like mulch, you know, as far as having the water come on down, and it looks nice as far
as
mulch
goes.
Yeah,
you'd have to get with Mr. Stenson and see if that would be an acceptable alternative. I can't tell you whether
that sounds like the Board of Adjustments has to resolve that issue. It's a violation of the code, period.
All right.
So if you want to do something that's contrary, you need to go to the Board of Adjustments to get permission to do what you're suggesting. We can't waive the rule.
But, I mean, that's... I wasn't told anything about that there was any kind of a way of doing some kind of a board of adjustment. I mean, that area, when we had the big rain, the sewer there all backed up on the street sewer, and there's that much pavement with the road in front and the sidewalk, you have to have grass area for the water to go, and putting more pavement down is just going to make it absolutely worse. Yeah. Just like a shopping center parking lot.
I understand what you're saying. And just it's beyond the scope of this board to waive city codes.
Right. Well, I mean, my opinion on that and asking the attorneys would be, if you know something is going to flood a property, why would you do that to damage the property?
You know, okay. I have some questions.
Sure.
I'm going to ask Mr. Stenson some of these. Are any of these violations taken care of?
John Stenson, Code Enforcement Inspector for the city. The outside storage has been removed. The parking in the yard has ceased. The junk vehicle has been removed. Those are the issues that have been corrected.
Okay, so what is remaining is the dilapidated fencing.
Yes.
The broken windows.
The broken windows have been fixed. I had the guy who did my painting, he replaced the windows. So there's not any broken windows.
As you can see in the photographs from this morning.
We'll
stop.
Get there.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Top window, uh-huh. Center. The little curve that's
the arc.
Black electrical tape covering up the crack.
Okay.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
I thought that was
broken windows.
I saw that, but I thought that was the rubber thing that went around the window.
And the exterior surfaces.
As you can see, while the pictures are scrolling through, he's got some sort of decorative molding on some windows, some are not. And you can see where it used to be on all of the windows, and it's gone from a lot of the windows. Like if you just stop on any picture.
I had the styrofoam stuff, you know, put on, and the guy had taken what was, because the stuff had fallen off, and so he had taken the pieces ahead and made everything look as good as possible. On an individual window, if you don't want the styrofoam on there, I just take it off or something. I mean, I think it looks pretty good compared to most of your properties in Daytona.
All right, the question I have right now is that we're dealing with dilapidated fencing.
Correct.
Broken window and some of the exteriors to finishing some of the exterior surfaces. Do you intend to fix those
on the
things?
On the
because we're not dealing with anything else. These are
right.
The things that are before us.
On the
us.
Exterior, I mean, like I'm pointing up to that, do you want that the other stuff taken off?
You'd have to get... I don't want anything. I just want it in compliance.
That's just an extra decorative thing, and I thought it made it look the house look better, the property look better.
It's either or. I mean, you've got a couple of windows with them, a couple without
them, right.
So...
Finish it up is what, one way or the other, finish it up so it's in compliance.
And do they have any pictures right now of what they call the dilapidated fence?
That's it right
there. That could be it.
That's it right there.
Okay, that's all solid and everything right there. It just, I guess it could use some paint right there on it.
Okay. All right. Do you admit that some, Mr. Schreiber, that some of all of these violations occurred at the time of notice?
I understand everything that they were saying, that they were asking, you know, that they were looking for and everything on it.
Okay, you're here today just to be found in compliance or in non-compliance. We will give you a certain amount of time to come into compliance, and that's the motion that I'm going to make.
Okay.
All right.
So the thing we're talking about is the window,
mm-hmm.
the one window, the
that fencing to to paint that fencing right there. And because the other fencing that was all leaning, I removed that through that.
Excuse me. You're going to need to get with your code officer to find out exactly what you need to do to come into compliance.
Right. Use your cell.
All right. Do you need? Will you? If the next cutoff date is October 1st, do you think you can have these things done by October 1st?
I would think so.
The next, okay. All right, that's fine. So the chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is October 1st, to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
There a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Smart and a second by Mrs. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign opposed. Motion carries. All right, let's move on to case number 12, CEB 0914-94, International Beach Club Condominium Association at 313 South Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present? Please come forward. Would you state your name and address for the record?
Susan Hendez, that's spelled G-E-N-D-E-S, and it's 313 South Atlantic, Daytona Beach, Florida.
What is your relationship to the condo association, the International Beach Condo Association?
I am the new community association manager.
Okay. All right. Madam Secretary, would you like to swear her in?
Ma'am, raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you authorized to speak for the property owners?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll hear from staff first.
Well, in this situation, I'd ask if you inquire as to whether or not she has any... she agrees with noncompliance.
All right. Do you agree that there is noncompliance on the date that you were noticed?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I would like to tender the Inspector David Newell, since this is fire inspection, and any questions that you have concerning.
Okay.
David Newell, City of Daytona Beach Fire Department, Chair, members of the board. This is a six-story hotel on beachside. Deficiencies are numerous violations as it relates to the sprinkler system. And also, back in 2008, the state of Florida put in a Florida statute as it relates to putting a Zone 5 key on all elevators. They gave them 5 years to come in compliance, so that would have been 2013. However, we were didn't grab that until 2014. After speaking with the respondent, she is new, and once she's been noticed, she has been making the effort to get some of this taken care of. So we've noncompliance next cutoff.
Okay. All right. Mrs. Hendez, would you like to respond?
Yes, Madam Chairperson and Board Directors, thank you. Yes, as when I got the notice in August, I did immediately make arrangements with our sprinkler company to make those replacements. I was advised some had to be special ordered. I just got notice yesterday they are in stock. The sprinkler company will be on the property Tuesday the 16th to install everything that was listed.
Oh, good.
I have also been in contact with the elevator maintenance contract people to schedule the new keys that are required, which we call the fire recall keys. The only thing I am not 100% sure, I can get the installation on the keys by October 1st. Mm-hmm. I would ask the board if you could give us 30 days. like I said, I will be in compliant on the sprinkler system as of Tuesday the 16th. The only thing I am waiting on is Tyson Krupp, the elevator people, to get all the parts and everything to do the elevator keys.
Okay. Do I have any questions from the board for the respondent or staff? I think it looks like you're making progress on all of these things. I don't know why they were. Are you new to this position?
Yes, and right after coming to the property, I had a wreck, and I have been injured since June. I'm just finally getting to where I can walk.
The notifications were in February and March. Where
I wasn't there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But again, like I said, I believe we will have everything done within 30 days.
Is that acceptable to?
Yes, that's requested, Inspector. Give them the next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Motion. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Just one clarification, understanding that that's really about 20 days, and I don't know what she was saying.
Right.
Yeah, I was asked. I will do everything I can for the 20.
Right.
But like I said, I think I 100% I will be done with the elevator keys in 30 days.
It'd be 28 days by our meeting date.
Oh, when's your meeting?
Yeah, the 9th. The meeting's on the 9th.
So. Oh, that would be fine,
okay,
Your Honor. That would be fine.
Okay.
That would be fine.
So, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order respondent to commit to compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you. So, You know, just make sure you stay up to date with Mr. Newell. So by the next meeting, you'll be in compliance. Okay.
Thank you.
Uh huh. All right. Case number 14, CEB 09-14-104, Loy Millspa. Is the respondent present at 552 North Beach Street? No respondent present. All right. We'll hear from staff.
This one is before you as well for compliance or noncompliance. And the inspector is Fire Inspector David Newell. He's requesting that you find the respondent in noncompliance and give him the next cutoff to come into compliance. And I'll attend to Mr. Newell if you have any questions or concerns.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this was a fire that we had in this location, and upon putting out the fire, if you will, we found numerous violations from that time frame. So all these items listed here are being corrected. I have had correspondence with the owners of the property, and they are working on getting this stuff corrected. So.
It looks like a lot of things to correct. Do you think they'll be able to do that by the next cutoff date?
Yes, I do. Okay. There shouldn't be. These are minimal items that can be accomplished fairly quickly.
Okay. When was the fire?
Oh, the exact date of the fire.
I mean, just generally.
Generally?
Yeah.
Two, 3 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is this an occupied building?
I would say, yes, it is. It's an apartment complex. I think it's got 15 units,
mm-hmm.
roughly about 15 units. And the notification must have been right before July 18th because the notification came right after the fire from myself.
Okay.
So that'd roughly be the time that the fire would have occurred.
Okay. All right. Any comments from the board or questions? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for a consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion? A motion by Mr. Smart?
Second.
A second by Ms. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Case number 13, CEB09-14-102, Burdine's Real Estate at 1700 West International Speedway Boulevard is in compliance. Okay, and Mr. Newell said he'll bring us pictures next time, and so we won't have pictures of that. All right, case number 14.
We just did that.
Sorry. 15. Did I skip one?
No.
Okay.
You're good.
15. Case number CEB09-14-97. Ethelrita Burton, Albert Burton, and Sharon Burton at 339 South Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, my name
is... Okay, state your name, please.
Gary Burton Covington.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
G-A-R-R-E-T-T-E.
And your last name is Covington?
Correct.
Can you raise your right hand, please, ma'am? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Are you the owner of the property?
I'm one of the
owners. One of the owners of the property? Okay. All right, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll let you speak, okay?
Okay.
Again, this is a before you for compliance or non-compliance, so you may, if you would, may want to inquire as to whether she agrees.
Okay. Ms. Burton, do you agree that all of the violations or some of the violations were occurred at the time of notice?
I do.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a citizen's complaint that brought this forward. And so just need it taken care of. And so we're asking that you find the respondents in noncompliance and give them to the next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Ms. Burton, what would you like to tell us?
Only that the property is not inhabited at this point in time. There was a break-in that a vandalism, and we had paid somebody to monitor the property. The man expired, and we did not know it. Subsequent to that, the day it was posted, it was cleaned, and I have the documentation of the pictures regarding the debris in the yard. But the main issue, other issue, according to Inspector Lopez, is the... we call carport. Mm-hmm. And so I need 60 days to totally redo that.
And staff doesn't have any problems with that. Ms. Covington, they've been responsible citizens. So okay. If she says she'll take care of it, we'll take that confidence.
Okay, good. Any comments or questions from the board? Okay, how long has the property been vacant?
For approximately 18 months.
18 months, okay. Okay. All right, well, Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance in 60 days or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is it?
And when you say 6 days, you mean
60
the November
days, should we
cutoff?
Say the cutoff? The November cutoff date, okay, which is November 5th, okay?
Okay.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Smart. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we did case number 16, so we're on to case number 17. Case number CEB09-14-99, Bank of Mellon, Bank of New York Mellon, care of Select Portfolio Servicing at 311 San Juan Avenue. Is the respondent present? Okay, staff.
Members of the board, this is before you for the compliance or non-compliance. This is 311 San Juan Avenue. This property has been vacant for a long time. The staff has had no contact from any of the bank personnel. But we have noticed the respondents, the bank, as we should. The staff is requesting that this property be found in non-compliance and that they be given until next cutoff to bring the property into compliance.
Okay. Now, I have a question that looked like there were some work trucks out there, Eddie. Are they actually doing that, doing some work to it or not?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the board. Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer. The property is vacant, and the city boarded up the property.
Oh.
So we had the city board up.
Okay.
We requested the city to
right.
board up the property.
Okay.
We had some vagrants in there, so
yeah.
boarded up.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is October 1st, to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right. We have a motion by Mr. Harrington and a second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Move on to case number 18, CEB09-14-100, Victor Ingram and Agnes Ingram. Okay, is the respondent here? Okay. Come on up. Would you state your name and address for the record, please?
Victor Ingram, 3768 Fiano Drive, Port Orange, Florida.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, Mr. Ingram, do you agree that the violations occurred at the time of notice?
Not all violations.
Not all violations? Some or all?
Some.
How about some? Okay, that's fine. Okay, we'll hear from staff and then we'll okay. let you speak.
And I'm informed by the inspector that he wanted to remove the BTR.
No.
Oh, they don't have BTR. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it wasn't on there anymore. Oh, never mind.
Okay.
So let's get back to this. The violations that are listed, the property remains in noncompliance. The staff is asking for finding a noncompliance and to give the respondent our next cutoff to come into compliance. I will tender in case there's any other questions regarding the nature of the violations. I'll tender those to the inspector, Eddie Lopez.
Okay. What would you like to tell us, Mr. Ingram?
Well, number one, I do not have any tenants. The people that were there are squatters, and I've been out of town for a while, and I'm in the process of getting rid of them. Two, I did remove the trash, the tree debris away from the road that has been removed. And I will be doing renovations on the property, but I don't have any renters at this present time.
The requirement for the BTR is if their property is being rented or being held out for rent. And I don't know if he holds it out for rent. Do you rent? And
I don't have any current leases or any.
I know, but are you advertising it for rent?
No,
I'm not. Not advertising it for
so
rent.
I'll leave that to the inspector to make those determinations
okay.
and to determine on the compliance.
Mm-hmm. So how long has the property been vacant?
It's been vacant a while. And people who are there are, like I say, they're squatters, and I'm in the process.
That are inside the house?
Right.
Do
bicycles and all that kind of stuff. different to be around the house I know nothing of.
Okay. All right. Do I have any questions from the board of staff or Mr. Ingram? You say you live in Port Orange.
Yes, I do.
Right. So it's pretty easy for you to get there and start working on this?
Correct.
Okay. And I guess the squatter is a police issue. Is that right?
It's an issue that whichever way he chooses to remedy it, we don't know. I mean, I don't know enough information, but I'm sure he can get with the inspector and the inspector advise him if it's something that could aid him to trespass, arrest,
uh-huh.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
Okay. Well, if there are no... How long do you think it will take you to get this property into compliance?
I would say 60 days.
60 days. You'd like 60 days. Is that acceptable to staff? Has anything been done since notice?
Yes, I've started removing debris from around the property.
Started to what?
Move debris from around the property. And I've hired a stucco contractor to come out and repair a wall that was
okay.
I guess, damaged.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Madam Chair,
yes.
As you can see from the pictures, this is stuff that really needs to be done.
Yeah.
We're willing to agree to the 60 days with the understanding that we really expect some real work to happen. And
would you like a progress? Would a progress report be acceptable for next month?
That may be a good idea because of the. As I said, I don't have enough information to start trying to give advice, but because of the squatter issue, I mean, if he's delayed, he can. Although at the same time, if he's delayed and he makes him the inspector aware of that, and when we have knowledge of the efforts, we can tell you that. At the 60-day point, if
right.
you want.
Right.
However, if it's some concern about making sure we get there, then we can have them come back. Either way, it works for us.
Okay.
In fact, let me hold on a second. Why don't we do that? Because okay. I think if nothing else, it would encourage the communication that sometimes
yeah.
we lose. So
mm-hmm.
Maybe this may be a situation where if he's in full communication with the inspector, something the inspector can advise on.
Yeah.
But if not, then we can have him come and he can
mm-hmm.
explain what's going on.
Couple of questions. Are you personally familiar with these squatters? Do you know them or have you known them in the past?
No, I don't know them.
And what are you doing? What does one do just as from... To get rid of you, is it a police
well,
issue?
Well, I posted no trespassing, and it is a police issue. I'm going to work with the police to remove them.
Do it. Okay. Mike.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else?
No, that's
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting. And allow respondent until the next cutoff date after that, which would be 11/5/14, to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion for Mr. Smart.
Second.
And a second from Ms. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign opposed. Same sign. All right, motion carries. So next month we want to see you again here and tell us what you've done, what you've gotten accomplished, and we'll give you the until the month after that to get everything completed. Is that acceptable? And stay in touch, please, with Mr. Lopez during that time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Case number 19, CEB 0914-101, Lockley Newton. At 360 Weaver Street. Is the respondent present? There you are. Waited a long time. Okay, please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Loxley Newton, 360 Weaver Street, Daytona Beach.
What is your name?
Loxley Newton.
Loxley.
L-O-C-K-S-L-E-Y.
Okay. Oh, so, okay, it's not spelled right in here. Okay. So we'll correct that. Lee. Okay. Madam Secretary, go ahead and swear him in.
Do
solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Newton, we'll just hear from staff first, and then we'll give you a chance to talk, okay?
I guess, again, is this one where we can inquire as to whether or not he agreed that was in noncompliance?
Excuse me?
I think, is this, can we inquire as well whether he agrees to the noncompliance?
I'm sorry. I'll get that right. Do you agree that some or all of the violations occurred at the time of notice?
Your Honor, what happened, I purchased this property a couple of months ago.
All I'm asking you right now is if some of these violations occurred, were there at the time of notice. You have a chance to explain later. I'm just asking that question, that some of these violations occurred at the time of notice. They were there. You're aware of them?
Yes.
Okay. That's all we need to know now. You can explain everything after staff talks, okay?
And I guess the clarity, if I may, Madam Chair, is that I don't think you don't dispute that these pictures are pictures of the residents.
Yes.
Those are the right pictures, and those are the damage that's being shown is the damage that's there.
Yeah, I'm fixing right now.
Okay.
A lot of fixing.
All right. Well, the staff is asking for you to find the property in noncompliance and give him until next call off to come into compliance. The staff has been working with him, waiting on him. He had had a tenant in there that he was supposed to have been getting evicted. The last knowledge of staff was that the tenant was still there, was still occupied. As you can see, this was first notified July 2nd. And so the staff had extended some time for him to be moving towards compliance, and that hasn't happened. That's why we're before the board now. So we ask that you give him till next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for staff? All right, Mr. Newton, if you can say what you'd like to say now.
Okay. Those people was given notice by the previous owner to leave.
How long have you owned that building?
I own it the ending of May.
When?
The ending of May.
Okay.
I got all the electrical fixtures and all that stuff because before Mr. Lopez has informed me about that, those people that was there tell me about it, and I make I get the electricians go there, check out what needed, and I purchase them. And the electrician, we agree because he's going to work in the attic, that will come in the morning. That morning I went there and I called. The lady of the phone in her hand did not answer it. She saw my car pull up at the gate. I knocked the door, ring the bell. She didn't answer. I tried the door opened, and that lady attacked me. I left. And she went and make a report that I opened door coming on her naked and her children, which wasn't so. Good thing I have the electricians there with me. Since then, and that lady, I didn't know that lady wasn't one of the previous tenants, that she was a squatter because the tenant had left and she went in. So when we go before court, that's the time I know her name. I know that the previous owner did not rent her anywhere. So that's that. So I stayed away. I went there on the 17th to call the cops again on her boyfriend because they tried to attack me. So I stayed away from the property. They're out. They're out of that property. I started to do painting and do all the works there.
So are they out, those people?
Yeah,
the squatters are out.
They're out now.
Okay.
And I spoke with Mr. Lopez this morning and tell him. You can see that it's all been painted now and a lot of work I've been doing on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking for some time where I can do that. I live in Ocala, and to come here, I didn't want to come alone anymore because even today I come straight here to court, I don't go across there.
Well, somebody's got to get, you have to go there to do the work,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll do that.
How long do you think it will take you to bring this house into compliance?
Okay, I know the window will be changed by next week, but I'm 60 days. I think everything should was to be okay.
And there's nobody in there now?
Nobody's in that one now. So that's why we paint the entire outside is being painted. We're working on the inside and to get out of this now.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board or comments? Mr. Lopez, is 2 months acceptable? Do you want to do another progress report or do...
I'll be honest, I wasn't really paying attention to all the dialogue, but my best understanding is that it is vacant now.
Yeah.
And so we believe that this can be done in by the next cutoff, and we'd like him to... It's been some time, and we understand the challenges he's had, but if he's working on it, we'd like him to work with the diligence of expecting it to be done for next cutoff. And as long as we see good faith diligence, then we can talk about the additional time. So we'll be happy to come and extend at the next meeting if we can come in, if we've seen good faith diligence in getting it resolved.
Do you understand that if a substantial amount of the work gets done by the next time, even we're going to find you a non-compliance, if we find you a non-compliance, you do a substantial amount of work or finish it, which is what we're going
I won't be able to finish up, Your Honor, because I'm short on cash after we working.
You're short on what?
On cash to get it fixed and after we working on stuff like that to come over and get stuff like that. It's not rent. It's not a property that I collect income from.
Is it secure? Is the property secure?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Are there any other questions from the board?
Well,
this is not a rental.
And I purchased it. All those people are supposed to be leaving.
And so you're not going to rent it again?
I may fix it to get it sell or move into it.
No, I don't think there's any desire from the board to just let the property sit there and not have the violations corrected.
I'm doing that. I'm like... The front window right there, as Mr. Lopez says, its appearance right up front there, I got to change out within another week or two, you know?
Well, that's one window. There seems to be more issues than that.
Madam Chair, with this being unoccupied, staff just wants to make sure we may be reeling from other events, being extra tough. And so we'll leave it to the board as to whether or not you want to grant him the extra time. We're not adamantly against it.
Okay. All right. If there are no more comments, I'd like the chair will accept a motion. We'll entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting and allow the respondent until the November meeting, which is cutoff date, which is 11/5. To come into compliance and be returned to the board for a consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Smart and a second by?
Second.
Ms. Lucas, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Okay, what we've done, sir, is given you 60 days to come into compliance, but you have to come back next month and let us know, because you're going to come over here to work on it, so you'll be here from Ocala.
Yes.
You have to let us know what it is that you've accomplished.
Yes, ma'am.
Has to be done by the November cutoff date.
I'll be keeping in touch with
and
Mr. Lopez
in touch,
as
right,
well today.
With Mr. Lopez.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. I guess that's it. Is there any miscellaneous business? Anybody want to say anything?
Sure, I'd like to say.
Okay, say something.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Garcia.
Absolutely, welcome back. We expect to see him here every month.
I was going to say, yeah, it's really cool. It's wonderful having Hector back.
It is.
I was getting there, and you can tell that he's been just bored to death because he's just anxious and on me constantly through this meeting. And then, again, it was wonderful for members of the board. Just remember, it's not easy.
I'll get it.
So you did a good job. And all of us the same thing, and I tell myself this too, just patience. I mean, I've watched chairs come it's been 15 years now that I've been working with the board, so I've seen chairs come and go and come, but doing a fine job, as especially this is your first meeting where you know you have to sign everything when it's done and be, and follow through for the next, and I thought it was good. So just patience.
Thank you.
I mean, I think everyone will start turning and trying to help you along.
Right, that's
but
fine.
That's what we all do, right, when we feel like, oh, okay, but you, right, you're getting it. You got it. So
okay,
all of us are just kind of laying back and saying, go on, okay, go on, Miss Ouija, as Harrington said, Ouija board.
Remember, you're being observed from up there.
I know. I'll be very good.
Do we do a 1 month, 2 month, or 3 month checkup?
All right, evaluation.
Right.
Anymore. Okay. Anything else? All right, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.